That church is a very old church.
Sure.
And it's a very unique thing. I don't know if you know anything about it, been up there or anything else. But during the Civil War, they had a battle up there on the river up there, and one of the officers on the boat out there was killed. And the fellow was amazing. They stopped the battle, brought him over to raise the fist of the church up there and buried him, and his grave is up there now. And then they got through with that, they went back and started the battle over there. So, Louisiana was the English. You take all of North Louisiana, that's all of Methodist and Presbyterian and Baptist up there. Down here in this country, it was Catholic. So most of these people are English, and every town, there are no towns, Plaquemines, the Iberia, wherever you go, you'll find an Episcopal church because of the English. Tipperary, Morgan City, the Iberia, all that section, all that section to there is
true. What church you go? You were.
I go to Episcopal church. Of course, there's a young man here with me. He belongs to the Methodist church, and the man that founded the Methodist church was an ordained Episcopal minister, so there's very little difference in that. The only thing I see different in it, the Methodists don't kneel to pray. You can take the hymn books, take pretty anything you want. It's pretty close together. Except that. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know.
Well, the thing that you sit in now, you know, what do you call that?
Sofas?
Yeah. And something, a piece of furniture that you put your clothes in, has drawers in it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you, in the house, do you have, rooms where you can store clothes or put clothes up?
No, the houses then, you're talking about closets. They were, all of these things were these armors and stuff at that time, back there in those days. They were not closets as we know them today. Like this thing here, of course, that's not one. That's got stationary stuff in it. But these chairs here, these two chairs, it was a Methodist minister. These chairs belonged to, and he died, and his son was a very good friend of mine. So he wanted me to go out there and buy the furniture because his mother was going to have to go and live with them and go in an apartment. That put me in between the devil and the deep blue sea because, you know, what you're going to do, the stuff wasn't worth anything, but you certainly couldn't tell them that. And you couldn't afford to pay him what it would be worth on a situation like that. So we went out there and bought, made a contribution, so to speak. So we paid about 3 or 4 times as much as it was worth. And the only thing we kept are these two chairs. And we've been using them. They've been in here about 35 years. I don't know how old they are. But it's called hickory. Some of the things. Now, chairs, you asked about the chair. You see that chair there?
Yes.
Well, I had a chair like that come from Grandpa's house, and it had a cowhide bottom in it. They had the cowhide and dried it, and they soaked it in water and stretched it and laced it onto that chair, you understand? And I had it